Figures from Fiji indicate alarming levels of abuse and neglect of children in the country. Latest government figures reveal there were 870 cases of child abuse and neglect recorded between January and July this year. The alleged child abuse at a prominent school last week has brought the issue to the fore again and left many shocked and angry. Christine Ravoy reports.
The Education Ministry has suspended four people amid police investigations over last week's alleged abuse at the government school. The ministry said one of the staff suspended was the acting head of the school. Police said they received the complaints where four students claimed they were physically abused by a teacher at the school. Education Minister Rosie Akbar said the complaints included inflicting harm and subjecting the students to inhumane and degrading treatment. Ms. Akbar says there is zero tolerance for any breach of the ministry's code of conduct.
Some very important policies that we have, and because you're talking about values education, the behavior management policies that we have, the child protection policies that we have, Child Welfare Act that we have. The procedure is when we receive a complaint, we investigate, right? If there's assault, if there's physical abuse, etc., then of course everybody must know.
World Children's Day was celebrated in Fiji last weekend. Addressing school heads, Ms. Akbar said staff were responsible for the children's safety and well-being.
The head of school, it is your duty to report this, not to us. Your policy clearly states what can be directly reported to the police. Don't say, oh, I reported to the ministry and the ministry did not report to the police. You are responsible. The head of school is responsible for managing the affairs of his or her own institution.
The minister said if found to have breached the ministry's policy, staff would be disciplined. Save the Children Fiji director Sharana Ali says she was deeply disturbed by the reports of alleged child abuse in schools.
If you look at the increase in cases, and in any case for that matter involving a child, it shouldn't be happening in the first place. And so it's quite concerning, and I think at the root cause is really about people's moral values. And people's lack of respect for children's rights.
Ms. Ali says Save the Children is working with other stakeholders to address the issue.
At no point in time a child should be hit. There shouldn't be any issues where a child is physically abused or abused emotionally or mentally. There shouldn't be any instance of that, because teachers are now being trained to discipline children using alternative means, be in a position where they can talk to the children in a positive way.
According to the Ministry for Children, a total of 1,452 cases of child abuse and neglect were reported last year. Minister for Children Mariseni Vuniwanga says the statistics are telling.
We need to revamp the way that we protect and care for our children. It tells us that we need to be more innovative in the way that we deal with child abuse and neglect. It also tells us that we are continuing to fail as parents, as caregivers, or as persons and organizations who have been entrusted with the safety and well-being of our children.
Meanwhile, the Fiji Human Rights and Anti-Discrimination Commission has launched its own investigation into the alleged abuse at the prominent school. The students' parents also lodged the complaints, with the commission claiming their children were stripped naked before having chilies rubbed on their mouths and private parts for leaving the school premises without permission. The parents claimed the punishment was ordered by the assistant head of the school, who has been suspended. School officials have not responded to a request for comment, referring all queries to the Education Ministry. Nayadhangu, Christine Ravoy.